Okay, your favorite Ibadan girl is here again because it's another Friday and I'm quite hyper. I don't know why I'm hyper, but then this is like one of my most unscripted episodes. I just want to like freestyle. I'm not even sure I have a topic. Okay, we actually have a topic. We're going to be talking about midweek. Did I say midweek? Cut that. I'm going to be talking about mid-year review today on the podcast. Lest I forget, shout out to everyone who listened to the last episode of the podcast. The feedbacks I got were really amazing. Shout out to Adetou for taking our time to attend to our podcast request. I do not take this opportunity for granted. God bless you. I love you so, so much. A shout out to everyone who listened, to those that send their comments, to those that cannot dance to save their lives. I love all of you guys so much. Welcome to today's episode. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about mid-year review. Yay! Drum rolls! On the 30th of June, I was talking with one of my friends and she mentioned something about how I was a very terrible partner because she picked me to be a colo partner for the year or something, like accountability partner. You tell me what's up, hope you're still saving and all. So she said I was terrible and I'm like, baby, oh, like, I can't be that terrible now. We just laughed over it and it's like, it just went by. Then the next day, boom, it's July 1st and all of a sudden I realized that it's not just July 1st, it's the beginning of this, a new half. I mean, oh, mama is talking here. The next half of the year, like it's mid-year already. And I'm like, wow, Damola, how far have you come with all you plan to do this year? I'm not here to put pressure on anybody. I'm not here to put pressure on myself. But then I just want to like analyze it personally on certain levels. First of all, talking from savings, and I'm not talking about bank savings at all. I'm talking about colo savings. So early this year, if you remember one of my podcasts, I made mention that I started sending colo. I sold colo to a lot of people. I even anointed my colo. But then my colo journey has not really been how I expected it. It started well, honestly, but then all of a sudden I've forgotten that the colo is under my bed. Oh my god, I just dragged it out. Like, I'm going to drag it for you people to like, can you hear? So this is my colo. I'm holding it out and I'm going to like shake it for you people to see, to hear the money inside this. Like, it's not so much money. I'm not sure I can buy a car this. Okay, because when we started saving, we were all about colo money is going to buy car forever. We're going to buy our vest. We're going to do this. We're going to buy that. But then, this money ain't that money for bicycle. Let's just be thanking God, though. We just have to thank God. I'm not so proud about how far I've actually come, but then I've tried. I think at a certain point, I actually forgot I had a colo, but there are certain times I just remembered, oops, I'm like, there's a colo under your bed, but it's not like I like try to put money inside or so. So I would say that I've not really performed more. Maybe this new media would actually be better. Then also concerning business, I think I've actually improved. If we want to weigh that from the beginning of this year to this point, I might not have actually done a lot of trainings like I would have loved to, but on certain levels I've actually moved. I said move. I've actually grown spiritually. It's also been really amazing. It's been a journey daily, and I've actually been enjoying the ride because it's very sweet. Yeah, if you don't know Jesus, call for Jesus. You are holding Jesus in your life. Okay, what other part? Like I said, I didn't script this episode. I'm just like freestyling. I'm so excited. Yay. What else? Okay, academically, I'm supposed to have resumed, but because of the old corona thing, I've not resumed. So I really can't say that this is what should have happened academically and all. But then we'll see how it turns out, Sha. Relationship. I've not improved though. I'm just there. Your favorite mother girl is still single. Like, there's nobody in the mirror. I mean, in the view. You know, there's something like saying, on view, in view, or view. But nobody in the view. I see clearly. Like, so that one's by the way. I think that's like basically all the aspects that I could actually talk about. Okay, socially, yes, I've actually tried socially. Not so much, but I've tried. My friends are like around. They've been around for a while, so we've been chilling once in a while. Our favorite chilling spot for now is Chicken and Co. You know, you've seen everybody. There's just Chicken and Co restaurant, and it's actually a very nice place. Their food is nice. They did pay me for advert too, but then you just have to do what you gotta do. Their food is actually not bad. It's very nice, and we've gone there. I think my sister is like, Tamala, why do people have to go there again? Tamala, blah blah blah. So you guys, so socially has actually not been bad. So I think that's like basically all about. Oh, fitness. Why did I have to remember this? Fitness has not been terrible. Tamala, do like it has been terrible. I don't know how to put it, but then it's not been so bad actually. I've actually not been keeping up with my fitness goals and all because of certain reasons, maybe stress from work, for my business, running with this bike. I've not really had a perfect schedule, so it's not really been able to fit in. But then I'm actually trying and hoping to do better as time comes, to work in something that can always work. Yes. So I think that's basically all. I think this is the fifth time I'm saying that word. So let me hear from you guys. I would love to hear from you. How has it been for you? What's your media review? Like I said, we're not condemning anybody, but we're just all about what you need to do better. So I'll try to work on most of my goals. So I just want to hear from you. Let's discuss. Tell me what you think about your personal goals that you set and how far you squashed them. Is it squashed? I'll be kicked. I'll be broked. I'll be broken. I don't know. For any of it, just talk to me. Negos and Nicolo, yes, I sold Colo to all those people. Some of them gave me their feedback. Some said they've been trying putting money inside daily. Some say we're buying land. I don't know if she's probably joking or not. I love you guys and I would love to hear from you. Not follow, follow. Do not forget to follow my social media page, KIG with Damola, and on my Twitter page, Damola Lagbade, Facebook. Can also send me a message on WhatsApp. As I would always say, remain blessed. I'm not saying that what you people are expecting me to say, okay? Remain blessed. Bye. Till I see you again next week, Friday. I love you guys so much. I was going to say, I'm serious. Bye.